This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are leeches.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Leeches get sneeches.
Leeches do get steeches.
Yes.
These are not that much scarier than actual leeches.
No, which is still pretty scary.
Yeah, you ever been leeched?
No, boy? I've never. You ever been leeched?
You've been leeched, son.
So I think that like anybody who was born in roughly the two decades that spanned our childhoods, I was so terrified of leeches by Stand By Me that any leechable situation in a stagnant water, I have avoided.
Yeah, that movie just made me scared of talking down Vietnam vets and diners.
They'd be scared of pie eating contests.
Yeah. Would I do a pie eating contest? I like pie. I was just trying to think if I would do a pie eating contest, like just for the story, you know?
No, like, I think a pie eating contest is a good way to no longer like pie.
It's like a young man's game, you know, like there's probably a time in which I could do that, or like, you know, like a drumstick eating contest, not like a turkey drumstick, but the
right,
like, rarely, ice like cream a, confection,
confection, you know, so, yeah, tell me that there is some kind of erotic cakes bakery that, that sells confections.
I mean,
most assuredly. Yeah.
I guarantee.
But yeah, so I don't know if you, okay. So I'll speak for myself, but I'm pretty sure you would agree. I probably wouldn't place in a wing eating contest, but that would be the most, palatable of those to me, because that is not so much a matter of stomach endurance. That is more a concern of dexterity.
It would depend on me a lot if how much like gristle they demanded.
Mm.
You know, because as somebody who like
he's not done yet,
exactly. Like I don't want to get in there. It's a good, great outdoors pull. I don't want to. I eat probably like 1 to 2 wing meals a week, and then upwards of like 4.
Okay.
And a lot of times the stuff between the bone is just like miscellaneous strings.
Yeah,
and stuff
yeah.
like some of that stuff.
Like, hey, that I can identify that as a vein.
yeah, that kind of thing bums me out. Now, like a boneless wing contest, like you get just, the breading, so it'd be a little bit harder in that respect.
I mean, you're just eating chicken tendos at that point.
Yeah, and I feel like I would place better in that kind of thing.
Yeah,
because they're just like, this bone has to be clean. Like I want to be able to reassemble like a skeleton out of this.
Mm-hmm. because I intend to. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm gonna animate like a stinky wing goal. One of the things I thought about before is that Fire on the Mountain, that wing place probably has the worst smelling dumpster in Portland.
Have you confirmed this? Or
No. I just imagine like their grease trap, and then just because there's so much carcass involved in like a wing meal.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's not like a cheeseburger and fries where like, you know, sometimes there's some extra cheeseburger, but like it's not
right.
There's like mandatory rot with the after effects of a wing meal.
Yeah, there definitely is. Do you guys have a big seabird problem up there?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
So gulls are more of an East Coast thing. We have gulls even as far inland as here.
Yeah, no gulls here. And we're not far from the coast. There are gulls on the coast. Go to the coast. There's gulls. Allows you with sea lions, but like no gulls here. So I guess they keep them shits trapped tight.
Mm.
Leeches as things. So there's three leeches on offer here.
Yeah.
There's a giant leech, which is like about, you know, it's big, but it's not like.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a VW bug, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So it's still like, and it's hard to believe you wouldn't know that you had it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Which like that eliminates like the leech's greatest asset, which is stealth.
Yeah. However, you know, you can kill it with salt. So as long as you're carrying around a shaker for good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the giant leeches and, you know, whatever swarm of leeches. Like that's just a lot of leeches. That,
yeah.
That just, can get Stand By Me.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good way to for a DM to do an abstraction, right? Like, hey, I don't want to deal with this. I just want to have like an environmental threat that is just a shitload of leeches.
Yeah. Throat leeches though. Yeah.
The throat leech is where they hide the money.
Yeah. This is the money leech. Like this is the golden fucking egg. Right.
this is your loss leader. If you're trying to push leeches, you know, this gets them in the door.
Yeah, get him in the door with a little throat leech. Hey, kid.
Opening up your trench coat, except instead of having like watches and stuff hanging, you're just revealing your chest that has a bunch of leeches hanging up.
Full of tiny leeches and just like Suck will get you 5. Slurp will get you 10. but we can't stop before that. We tell what throat leeches do, because these things are fucking terrifying and they have a way of dying that is really disgusting.
Yep. Like, they have a way of dying that makes this feel like a Ravenloft thing.
Yeah, it's just like the one. So these are just little twig shaped puppies, like little 2-inch long twiggers. And the twig boys, I don't like saying things that rhyme with that word. I didn't mean to. I rhyme with the word chigger.
Yeah.
But like real, like, you know, little twig boys. And it's, if you drink some water and one of these are in it, it latches onto your throat. You don't know it's there until it gets engorged and chokes you, because you have this big blood balloon.
Yep. You're choking on a balloon of your own blood.
And these little like shits, like, what is their, you know, and then so for their life cycle, like, let's say you don't catch this, you just choke and die.
Right.
And then they just like crawl out of your mouth with this big shitty grin on their face.
Yeah. And then they wait till they digest and then go after your buddies.
Yeah, and then go jump in a bottle of Powerade and like the cycle starts anew. But if one of your buddies is astute, they take a red hot needle and like sword swallow you to where this thing bursts, and then your own blood sluices down your throat.
Yeah,
in a big hot explosion. Like,
yep, just a little belch. You just got a bubble, you know.
Oh my God. That's so gross. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I was worried that we were walking into another Gary doesn't know what a star-nosed mole is situation, because this sounds an awful lot, like an urban legend to me. Like it would have been based on something. No. It first appeared in the Fiend Folio, actually, which feels, okay, which feels appropriate. But no, this is copyright TSR.
So when let's back up a second. When you thought we were walking into a Gary doesn't know that moles have gross noses thing, did you think that I was going to think this was real?
No.
Is that the implication there?
No. I thought that what was going to happen was we would say, hey, isn't this thing fucked up? And somebody would send us on Twitter, hey, here's like the turns out real life is more awful than you thought.
Oh,
here,
gotcha.
It is. Yeah. Like if neither of us knew. No, I wasn't.
Oh, gotcha.
I wasn't putting heat on you. You already took your lumps for that.
I know. Like, how many miles must a man walk, Cole?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.